Okay, we are going to practice a little dictation. This will help you for your placement test. Hold on a minute, I've got a metronome clicking in my ear. I need to stop. Go away, metronome. There it is, gone now. Okay, and we will do five examples. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six examples, I think, to assist you for the placement test, placement. And you'll hear the pattern played on the piano, and then we will determine the solfège. Solfège, I like saying that because it is French. Don't you know? Solfège, syllable, you will determine. Here we go. I will play each one two times. Pattern number one. 1, 2, 3, go. Maybe write your answers down or try to sing it and answer. Number one again. 1, 2, 3, go. Moving on, please. Number two. 1, 2, 3. What do you think that is? Let's try again. Number two. Second time. 1, 2, 3. Is nice. It is a good one. Okay, the third one we will try. Remember, we did all in the same key, but I just kind of refresh. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Excellent. Try again. 1, 2, 3. Okay, going on number four. 1, 2, 3. Keep going now. Again, second time. Yes, 1, 2, 3. All right, 1, 2, 3. This is pattern number five. Number five. 1, 2, ready, go. Again. Ready, and. Feel like an afternoon snack pretty soon. All right, number six. 1, 2, 3. Let's try that one again, and then we will check the answers. Here we go. Bring your ducky, bring your boat. Bring the toys that like to flirt. Okay, the first pattern you heard was this. That is do, sol, re. Do, sol, re. You should hear right away that it starts on do and then goes up a fifth and then goes to re, which is not the same as do, not the same as mi. Do, sol, re. Okay? Going on, also number two starts on do, and it is this one. Do, te, la, do, te, la. We want to hear that you know the difference between do, ti, la, and do, te, la. So your ear needs to hear that as a whole step. You identify that it starts on do, right? There it is, and but we do not move to T, we move to Te. Excuse me. Number three. It does not start on Do. What does it start on? Re. Very good. Re. And this pattern goes like this. Re, Mi, La. Re, Mi, La. You should hear that, you know in your brain the la do mi do la. Ah, very good for me. The mi to la is outlining that submediant chord. So you should always hear them, kind of like hearing do and sol. Right, hearing that sort of bookends on the triad. So when you have re, mi, la, you should hear that mi to la and always know that sound. Okay, going on. Number four, very simple, very easy tonic triad. The answer is sol, do, and then it goes to mi. Very good, very good. Sol, do, mi. Just tonic triad mixed up a little bit. Okay, number five, this answer is sol, re, ti. That is a dominant triad mixed up. Right? Sol, re. Hear that fourth. It's not sol to do. Sol, re, ti. It's not sol to mi either. Sol, mi. Sol, re, ti. I hope that is helping you. Very good. And this last one, the last one is going to be here. Right. La, mi, ri, la, mi, ri. If you said la, mi, me, that is acceptable. Acceptable because it is an enharmonic equivalent. La, mi, ri. Very good. Very good. Those were all of those. I hope you're doing well. Keep practicing. Practice will make you better. Have a good day. Au revoir.